Here's all of the week's questions and answers in one place for those of you that were too busy to watch every day. What on earth were you doing? Now, this first question in our general knowledge round will sound hard because it involves Latin and mathematics, but honestly, you're going to be able to get it. You can get this, okay? What part of mathematics is named after the Latin for broken? What part of mathematics is named after the Latin for broken? You can work it out. Take you a minute. Let's stay with maths for question number two, because maths is fun, right? Which is bigger, 8% of 25 or 25% of 8? Which is bigger, 8% of 25 or 25% of 8? You get a pen and paper if you need them. Question three, what dance move replaced dabbing? Question four, what do the following people have in common? Ronald Evans, Ken Mattingly, Alfred Wizen, Stuart Rosa, Richard Gordon, and Michael Collins. What do they all have in common? And one short one for our last general knowledge question. Spell misspelled. Write it down, commit to it. Spell misspelled. And we finish today's quiz with five questions about music. I've taken well-known lyrics from huge songs and I've translated them into Japanese using my computer and then translated them back into English from Japanese. All you need to do is tell me the name of the song and the artist, okay? I and other people are refusing to go to bed in order to become fortunate. Question number seven. Fate, 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 lizard. You know it. Question number eight. Another mangled lyric for you. By virtue of this, when all is said and done, the person I'm addressing is an impressive, vertical, dividing construction. It's one of your favourite songs. Question number nine. Which song is this? It is impossible to eject you from my cranial structure. And finally, your last one for today. I am resting on my buttocks next to a mooring station being idle. I asked you what part of mathematics is named after the Latin for broken. I told you you could get it. A fracture? It was fractions. Yeah, fractions. Of course, the Latin for broken. And in question two, I asked you which is bigger, 8% of 25 or 25% of 8? Did you work it out? Actually, there was no point in working it out because x percent of y is always the same as y percent of x. I can save you a bit of time knowing that. Anyway, the answer is they're both the same. Question three, I asked you which dance move replaced dabbing? It was, of course, flossing. I mean, who dabs anymore? Christ on a bike. No one. Question four was, what do Ronald Evans, Ken Mattingly, Alfred Wizen, Stuart Rosa, Richard Gordon, and Michael Collins have in common? The answer is they've all been to the moon. They were the poor saps who had to keep the rocket company while their mates went to the moon and actually had fun. Michael Collins was the one that went up with Armstrong and Aldrin. Yeah. So they're sort of cool astronaut guys. Finally, in the general knowledge round, I asked you to spell misspelled. Here we go. The answer is M-I-S, another S, P-E-L-L-E-D. It's misspelled, not misspelled. Right? Does that make sense? Anyway, it's one of the most frequently misspelled words. Oh, the irony. And now the answer to our mangled pop lyrics. Let's see how you did. Number six was, I and other people are refusing to go to bed in order to become fortunate. The lyric was, we're up all night to get lucky. So the answer I was looking for was Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Seven was, fate, 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 lizard. That was the translation of the chorus of Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. Karma, 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 chameleon. Then for question eight, we had, by virtue of this, when all is said and done, the person I am addressing is an impressive vertical dividing construction. Because after all, You're My Wonderwall, and that's of course by Oasis. Number 9, which song is this? It is impossible to eject you from my cranial structure. It is of course, in plainer English, I Just Can't Get You Out of My Head, and that's by Kylie Minogue. And the last one, I am resting on my buttocks next to a mooring station being idle. Well, that is of course Otis Redding, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. And fun fact, Otis Redding whistles the second verse because he hadn't come up with lyrics yet. He recorded it just a couple of days before his tragic death. Another cheery fact for the lockdown, everyone. Yeah, sometimes incredible people die. But let's move on. First up, 5 general knowledge questions. Question number 1. Who was married to playwright Arthur Miller and another time to baseball hero Joe DiMaggio? So who married both Joe DiMaggio and Arthur Miller? Easy if you know it, and significantly more difficult if you don't. Question number 2. When the Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated, it set off a chain of events leading to what? What I'm doing there is trying to remind you of a worse time than now, and there were many in the past. Here's question 3. I want you to write down the word Germany, now look at it, and mix up the letters to get the name of a Hollywood superstar. Who is that superstar? Germany is an anagram for someone's name, and you've got to work it out. It's really very Susie Dent, that one. Enjoy. Question 4. Here in the UK, the new £10 note has a quote from Pride and Prejudice. It's the character Caroline Bingley, and the quote is, I declare, after all, there is no enjoyment like reading. Can you tell me what is slightly unfortunate about this choice of quote? Is it A, they misspelled reading, B, Caroline Bingley is lying and hates books, or C, the quote is actually from Sense and Sensibility? So A, B, or C. If you don't know, I'd say guess is the best option, or just live with the fact you don't know the answer to a general knowledge quiz in the tiny little quiz of the lockdown. It's not the worst thing. And our last general knowledge question is number 5. Which word used to describe a socially inept or intelligent person first appeared in a book by Dr. Seuss? Was it geek, nerd, or Poindexter? So did Dr. Seuss come up with geek, nerd, or Poindexter? He coined one of them. Which one? If you're a geek, nerd, or Poindexter, you probably know. Next up, a little set of topical questions. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news recently, but it's all become a bit, samey. Question number 6. Apparently, the numbers have been enormous for people watching disaster movies. Weird way to relax in the middle of a pandemic, but do whatever makes you happy. What is the name of the film about a zombie pandemic starring Brad Pitt as a UN investigator with wonderful hair? It's had a massive surge in audiences this week. Just name that film. Question number 7. Let's not dwell on why we're asking a question about Bill Withers. He was an amazing singer and songwriter. You know the bit in Ain't No Sunshine where he says, I know, over and over again? Well, that was a placeholder while he was trying to think of some better lyrics, but everyone thought it sounded great, so he just left it in. Okay, here's the question. How many times in a row does Bill Withers sing I Know in Ain't No Sunshine? So how many times does Bill Withers say I know in that bit of Ain't No Sunshine when she's gone? I don't expect anyone to know, but you can have a bloody good guess and just sort of sing it along to yourself like a maniac if you like. Good luck. Question 8 is about the 2020 US presidential race. The Democratic candidate, Bernie Sanders, announced he's dropping out of the race this week, which US late night talk show host got the first interview with him post-announcement. Question 9. Idiots have this week been spreading a completely mental made-up theory about 5G. I bet they don't even know what the G in 5G stands for. Do you? What does the G in 5G stand for? And question 10 is in the category Read the Room, You Idiots. Which British hero of the pandemic was criticised by Sophie and Pete from Gogglebox for his response to the lockdown? First, we have five general knowledge questions. Question one was, who was married to playwright Arthur Miller and another time married to baseball hero Joe DiMaggio? Well, the answer is Marilyn Monroe. I think it's fair to say Norma Jean did not have a type. Question two was the one about Franz Ferdinand. What did his murder lead to? Well, I can tell you it led to the First World War. So I guess the message there is don't murder people because bad things can happen when you murder people. Yeah, I think I'm on board with that. Don't murder. Yeah. For question three, I asked you to find the actor whose name is an anagram of Germany. Do you get it? Meg Ryan. Yeah, Meg Ryan is Germany, but jumbled up. Yeah, good. For question four, I asked you about the quote on the UK £10 note. The answer is B. It's ironic they chose that quote because Caroline Bingley only pretends to be interested in books because she sees Mr. Darcy reading and she wants to get a little bit of that sweet, sweet D. She's bullshitting Darcy to try and impress him. For question five, I asked you the slang word which first appeared in the Dr. Seuss book, If I Ran the Zoo. The word was nerd, so nerd is the word. I think Dr. Seuss would approve of that question. Question six was about a zombie pandemic. That cheer everyone up. Rather, it was about a movie starring Brad Pitt. The movie was World War Z, and I'd recommend it. I watched it again the other night, and it stands up. Makes you feel better about how things are under this current pandemic. For question seven, I asked you how many times in a row the great Bill Withers sings I Know in Ain't No Sunshine. The answer is, and get this within three, you get the full point. 26 times, I know. And then another 25, I knows. And for question seven, I asked you which US late night talk show host got the first interview with Bernie Sanders following his announcement that he is no longer running for president. It was, of course, Stephen Colbert. He does all the serious political stuff. Shame he's not running. I think he's better than Trump. There, I said it. A little bit of controversy for you. Question nine was about 5G. What does the G in 5G stand for? And it stands for generation, as in fifth generation. I so wish it was gangster, but it isn't. I suppose with gangster, you don't want the fifth gangster generation. You want to be the original gangster. So it's best that it's generation. Anyway, 5G, generation. And it's not causing anything medical. I won't worry about that. There's just some nutters on the internet. What are you going to do? Finally, question 10 was about Sophie and Pete from Gogglebox, who had a go at someone prompting an inevitable backlash. That someone was fitness guru and free childminder Joe Wicks. They said he was cashing in big style on the pandemic, but they missed out the fact he's donating money to the NHS and so far has raised £80,000. So well done, Joe Wicks. You are great. First up, five general knowledge questions. Question number one. Which movie had the tagline, 12 is the new 11? Easy enough. Which movie had the tagline, 12 is the new 11? Question two. What is half of a quarter of an eighth of 64? What is a half of a quarter of an eighth of 64? You know you can do it, just take your time. Just go. Don't go wrong halfway through. So it's half of a quarter of an eighth of 64. It's almost like a little rhyme, isn't it? Half of a quarter of an eighth of 64. Good luck. Question three. Use your skill and judgment and have a bloody good educated guess. In 2017, what percentage of the world's population took an airplane flight? So what percentage of the world's population took an airplane flight in 2017? You can have, I don't know, 2% either way, and you get the point. Question four. Did you know there is a French town with a one-letter name? Probably not. I mean, maybe you did. If you're watching this in France and you didn't, I'd be surprised. What I would like to know is, what is the name of that town? What is that letter? I mean, you've got a 1 in 26 chance of getting this bang on. Question 5. What British coin, first minted in 1663, is named after the West African country where much of the gold used to make it came from? It's satisfying when you get it, this one. Next, I'm going to show you five sets of emojis. Each set represents a well-known TV show. But which TV show? So question six is a nice friendly one to get you started. Which show is this? Question seven, a TV show, but which TV show? Have a look at the emojis. Tell me. Question 8. I mean, you know what the question is. The question is, what TV show are these emojis representing? But it's different from the first two, so, you know, work this one out. Question 9. Which TV show are these emojis representing? Now, you might have to think a bit laterally with this one because it's a bit mental. I'm out of ideas. And question 10. Which TV show is this? Just say what you see. Let's have some answers. First, we had 5 general knowledge questions. Question number 1, 12 is the new 11 was the tagline for what movie? It was, of course, Ocean's 12, which was the sequel to Ocean's 11. They didn't make the first 10. Question 2, I asked you for a half of a quarter of an eighth of 64. Divide 64 by 8 and you get 8. Quarter that and you get 2. And then half of that, you're left with 1. The answer was 1. So, I don't know, wasn't as hard as you thought it was going to be. Question 3 was this. In 2017, what percentage of the world's population took an airplane flight? Remember, you could be wrong 2% either way. And the answer was 2%. Seems low, right? 2% of the world went on an airplane in 2017. Seems low, not as low as 2020, where the figure would be closer to no one went on a plane, no one went anywhere. We were in the middle of a lockdown. For question 4, I asked you which French town has a one-letter name. It's Y, pronounced E, which means here in French, which must be confusing. Where do you live? Here. Yes, but where? Here. Where? Here. And question 5, I asked you what British coin, first minted in 1663, is named after the West African country where much of the gold used to make it came from. The answer was Guinea. Yeah, Guinea. You've heard of a Guinea, right? Like 10 guineas or 12 guineas. It's like an old-fashioned-y, I don't know. I think they still use it in horse racing. Anyway, it's an interesting fact and a great quiz question. You're welcome. Next, I gave you a bunch of emojis representing TV shows. Let's see which TV shows they were. Okay, question 6. There's a doctor. But what doctor? That's right, Doctor Who. Easy, right? Easy to start us off. Okay, for question 7, I showed you this. It's a peak and then another peak. It's Twin Peaks. Isn't it? Question 8. You've got a dagger, a nice lady, and some writing. Murder, she wrote. Question 9. I showed you this. It's not a program about fruit and veg. It's Sex in the City. Ah, Sex in the City. Yeah, it makes sense. Finally, question 10. We've got down 10 a B. So that's Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. Yeah, like no one says. Downton Abbey. First up, 5 general knowledge questions. Question number 1. Who has appeared in 26 feature films, including Dick Tracy, Swept Away, Who's That Girl, and Shanghai Surprise? Question 2. The name of which Latin American dance simply means sauce? So what dance means sauce? Question 3. The name of which sport translates into English as empty hand? Question 4. I hope you're all trying to keep your vitamin intake up during this pandemic, even if it's just from peach schnapps and Terry's chocolate oranges. Anyway, for this question, I want you to name the 2 common fruits whose names are anagrams of each other. So name 2 common fruits whose names are anagrams of each other. And question 5. Bob Dylan released a 16-minute epic song last week called Murder Most Foul. The expression Murder Most Foul comes from a Shakespeare play. Which one? So name a Shakespeare play where there's a murder. When I think there's a murder in most of them. Have a bloody guess. Next up, I'm going to give you some roles from well-known movies. They might not be the biggest parts in the films, but they should be enough for you to name that film. So, name that film. A gentle one to get you going. Hold Steward Number 2, Third Class Passenger, and Old Rose. Which film? Question 7. Which movie has these roles? Adrian, Ringside Police Officer, and Mary Ann Creed. Question 8. Sketch Artist, Verbal, and Kobayashi. Which film? Question 9. Which movie's roles include Marge Gunderson, Jerry Lundgaard, and irate Carlot Customer. And question 10, which film features President Kennedy, Young Man Running, and Nurse at Park Bench? First up, we had 5 general knowledge questions. Okay, question 1 was, who has appeared in 26 feature films, including Dick Tracy, Swept Away, Who's That Girl, and Shanghai Surprise? The answer was, of course, Madonna. Yeah, 26 films. Not always about quality, is it? 26 is a lot of films, so well done, Madonna. For question number 2, I asked you for the Latin dance, which means sauce. The answer, of course, salsa. Yeah, salsa. Just nice to say. Question 3 was the sport whose name means empty hand. It's because you wallop people with your hand rather than with a stick or something. It is, of course, karate. Empty hand. Yeah, makes sense. Question 4, I asked you which 2 common fruits have names which are anagrams of each other. And I said common fruit, so if you've managed to find some weird foreign fruit called boozgeries, well done, bully for you. But the answer I was looking for was melon and lemon, or lemon and melon. I mean, you get a point whichever way round you got it. Question 5 was the one where you had to guess which Shakespeare play gave us the phrase murder most foul. It was in fact Hamlet. It's the ghost in Hamlet who's really got the hump about having been murdered, which is, you know, understandable. Oh, well, next up, I gave you film roles and asked you to identify the film. Okay, so question 6, Hold Steward number 2, Third Class Passenger, and Old Rose. They're all characters in Titanic. Yeah, Old Rose is what should have given it away. Of course, there's no Old Jack. It's not a spoiler, is it? I mean, everyone knows. The boat sinks. For question 7, the roles were Adrian, Marianne Creed, and ringside police officer. It was, of course, Rocky. Question 8 was a sketch artist, Verbal, and Kobayashi. It was, of course, The Usual Suspects, which I watched again recently. And yeah, still don't understand what's going on. For question 9, the parts were Marge Gunderson, Jerry Lundgaard, and irate Carlot Customer. They're all, of course, characters in the original film Fargo. Final question, President Kennedy, Young Man Running, and Nurse at Park Bench, all parts in Forrest Gump, which if you've not seen is, I mean, what a treat. Get involved. Question 1, from which animal do we get cashmere wool? So from which animal do we get cashmere wool? And the clue is, there isn't an animal called cashmere. Question 2, name the lead actor in the original and the remake of Alfie. Yeah, that's right, they remade Alfie. Is it as good? Well, you'd forgotten they made it, so I'm guessing no. Question 3. On the 1st of August 1987, a certain product was advertised on TV for the first time in the UK. What was that product? So what was advertised for the first time on television in the UK in 1987? Question 4. You've all seen TV chefs use a mortar and pestle to make spice mix or whatever they're doing. But is the mortar the little bowl or the little thing you bash up the food with? So what is a mortar? Is it the bowl bit or the mashy up bit? Question 5. You might know that Google is a pretty big number. It's a 1 followed by how many zeros? It's a 1 followed by how many zeros? It's big. There's the clue. Next, I'm going to ask you to find some hidden connections. I'll give you 3 clues. All you have to do is say what links them. So you've only got to write 1 thing down. You've got to write them all down. But it might help to write them down because then you'll remember them and then you'll find the link. But really, the link is the only thing this guy's interested in. Okay, you ready? Question 6. The Wednesday that follows Shrove Tuesday, word that follows bubble and chewing, and type of Coke that was launched in 1985. What links them? Question 7. What links these? Disney Deer, park in Liverpool that the Beatles sang about, a distress signal that rhymes. There's a hidden connection. What is it? Question 8. What's the link between these 3? Spanish for the angels, Spanish for the pass, and Spanish for St. Francis. If you don't speak Spanish, have a guess and you'll be pretty close to the correct answer. What's the link? Question 9, what's the link? A classic Pogues single about a big Spanish party, the process of being transported with police protection, and an island resort near Naples. Find the hidden connection. Question 10. Name that Brando yells in A Streetcar Named Desire, nickname of a footballer who's worn both 7 and 10 on his shirt, and name of a nasty virus that's been doing the rounds. What's the hidden link? We kicked off with 5 general knowledge questions. I asked you which animal is kind enough to share with us its wool for cashmere sweaters. The answer is goat. Yeah, specifically the cashmere goat. Who'd have thought? Yeah, goats, greatest of all time animal. For question 2, I asked you for the lead actor in both versions of Alfie. The original was, of course, Michael Caine, but they remade Alfie and it starred Jude Law. Yeah, I mean, it's not my favourite film, but he's a bloody good actor, so, you know, it might be worth a watch. I mean, I'm not going to because I've got the original. I'll just watch that again. Question 3 was, on the 1st of August 1987, a certain kind of product was advertised on TV in the UK for the first time. What was that product? Now, my initial thought would have been mobile phones, I think, if I was answering this. I mean, I'm not, I'm asking. But if I was answering, I would have thought, oh, 87, what came out? It was, in fact, condoms. Before 1987, you couldn't advertise condoms because they were too rude. You just had to raw dog it, I guess. For question 4, I asked you, in a mortar and pestle, is the mortar the bowl or the sort of club thing that they use to bash things? Funnily enough, even though a mortar can also mean some kind of weapon, in the kitchen, it's just a harmless bowl, and a pestle is the sticky bit. So, yeah, now you know that. Question 5 was about the Google number. Ridiculously large number. It's a 1 followed by 100 zeros. So yeah, massive. Next, I gave you a bunch of connections, shall we? Question 6, the clues were the Wednesday that follows Shrove Tuesday, that's ash, word that follows bubble and chewing, that's gum, type of Coke that was launched in 1985, that's cherry, ash, gum and cherry are all types of tree. Yeah, they're all trees. So trees was the answer. Question 7, are Disney deer, Bambi, the park in Liverpool that the Beatles sang about, Strawberry Fields, and the distress signal that rhymes, Mayday, so Bambi, Strawberry Fields and Mayday are all, well, I don't think they say Bond girls anymore, let's just say female actors with starring roles in the James Bond franchise who happen to be quite easy on the eye. Yeah, they're all Bond girls. Question 8, the Spanish for the Angels, Los Angeles, the Spanish for the Pass, El Paso, and the Spanish for St. Francis, you've guessed it, San Francisco. They're all big American cities. Question 9, a classic Pogue song about a Spanish party, that would be Fiesta. Process of being transported with police protection, that's an escort. And the island resort near Naples, I think Capri, you should have got it from the first two though. Fiesta, escort, Capri, they're all types of Ford cars. Finally, question 10, name that Brando shouts in A Streetcar Named Desire, that was Stella. Nickname of footballer who's worn both 7 and 10 on his shirt, that's David Beckham, I like to call him Bex. And name of the nasty virus that's been doing the rounds, Corona. So we've got Stella, Bex and Corona, that's right, they're all types of lager. First up, 5 general knowledge questions. Question 1, which musical of stage and screen features the songs As Long As He Needs Me, Be Back Soon and Where Is Love? So what musical are those 3 songs in? Question number 2. How many slots are there on a standard roulette wheel? How many slots are there on a standard roulette wheel? Question 3. Which film has the tagline, Love is in the hair? And the clue is, it's a pretty good gag. Question 4. There's a certain sport that Americans say was invented in 1838, but they are wrong because it was played in a Jane Austen novel 40 years earlier. What is that sport? And question five, it's geography, but fun geography, and we're staying in America. When the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year, Donald Trump praised the great state of Kansas. Why was this a mistake? In fairness, not his biggest mistake, but why was that a mistake? Next, it's our books round, and don't worry, it doesn't matter if you haven't read a book for years. I know, you said to yourself you'd use the lockdown productively, improve yourself. I bet you thought you were going to read War and Peace. Well, maybe not War and Peace. Maybe you thought, well, I'll read Bonfire of the Vanities. Well, not the book. Maybe I'll watch the film. Well, maybe not that film, but our film. And then you've just been watching Contagion on repeat and worrying yourself sick about this pandemic. But, you know, it's something, isn't it? Anyway, what I've done is I've translated the titles of well-known books into Japanese, and then I've translated them back into English. All I would like for you to do is to work out what was the original title of the book. Question six. The mistranslated title is Arrogance and Bigotry. What was the original title? Most of you haven't read it. Some of you haven't watched it on TV, but you've all heard of it. What was the original title? Question seven. The larva is extremely ravenous. You probably read this book. Yeah. The larva is extremely ravenous. What was the title before it was translated into Japanese and then back again? I mean, I really have run out of things to do. Question eight, a classic American novel, Departed in Flatulence. What was the original title before it got mistranslated? And the clue there is, it's also a film. But it was a book first, but then it was a film. And if we're honest, we've all heard of the film and the book. That's a surprise. Question nine, another American novel, but again, one that's known worldwide. Ingredients for preparing wine have become furious. That's ingredients for preparing wine have become furious. Which book has been translated in and out of Japanese here? And question 10, avert your eyes and ears if you're a sensitive soul, because I'm afraid that the online Japanese translation tool rendered this well-known book title The Sphincter Deity. That's right, The Sphincter Deity. What was the original title? First, we had five general knowledge questions. Question one was, which musical of stage and screen features the songs As Long As He Needs Me, Be Back Soon, and Where Is Love? The answer was, of course, Oliver. If you didn't put the exclamation mark, you can still have the point, but give yourself an extra bonus point if you did, because well done. For question two, I asked you how many slots there are on a standard roulette wheel. Well, if you're in Europe, the answer is 36 plus the zero slot, making 37. If you're in America, there are 20 slots, so you needed to have said 38. And if you're on a tiny Polynesian island in the middle of the Pacific, I don't know what your roulette wheels look like, but congratulations on not having the old Corona. Question three was, which movie had the tagline, Love is in the Hair? The answer is, There's Something About Mary. Because he gets some, you know, in his hair during a tactical, well, anyway, you should watch the film if you are, I don't know, over the age of 15. It's a lot of fun. For question four, the sport that Jane Austen mentions years before it was apparently invented by the Americans is baseball. The heroine of Northanger Abbey plays a spot of it. Yeah, imagine that. And for question five, I said, when the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year, Donald Trump praised the great state of Kansas. Why was this a mistake? It's because Kansas City is the largest city in Missouri. Although that didn't lead to the death of thousands. So no biggie, Mr. Trump, no biggie. Next, I gave you some mangled mistranslations of book titles. I just wanted to know the original. Okay, question six, the mistranslation, Arrogance and Bigotry. You haven't read it, I haven't read it. When this stupid pandemic is finally over, none of us will have read it, but we've all heard of it, Pride and Prejudice. Question seven, the mistranslated title was The Larva is Extremely Ravenous. Ravenous means hungry. What book does the word hungry suggest? Unless I've not been paying attention, they haven't fictionalized Hungry Hungry Hippos. So it must be Eric Carle's classic, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And it is. Give yourself a point if you got it. Question eight, I simply said Departed in Flatulence, but I'm sure that was enough for most of you to say Gone with the Wind. And yes, it was a book before it was a film. Who knew? Question nine, ingredients for preparing wine have become furious. The answer was, of course, Grapes of Wrath. And question 10, the Sphincter Deity. You got this, right? You started with deity. You got God. You said God, Lord. Wait a minute. The Lord of the... I've got it. Sphincter. A ring. The Lord of the Rings. I presume you're overeating your way through the lockdown like everyone else. Here's a food question. What connects the soups vichyssoise and gazpacho? What connects the soups vichyssoise and gazpacho? Question two. Which animated film in 1998 had the tagline, an epic of miniature proportions? Question three. I don't expect you to know this, you just have to make an informed guess. How many schools are there in the Antarctic? Is it none, two, or 20? How many schools in the Antarctic? Zero, two, or 20? Question four. Which actor has appeared in the most Marvel movies? I think he might have appeared in the most movies of anyone. But who appeared in the most Marvel movies? And question five. The first UK number one single of 1976 was Bohemian Rhapsody. One of the lines of that song is also the title of the next number one of 1976. What is that title? So Bohemian Rhapsody contains within it the title of the next number one in 1976. What is that song? You know it. It's super famous. You'll get this. Next, I'm going to show you some images. If you say them out loud, you'll be saying the name of a famous song or something very close to the name of a famous song. So if I showed you a loaf of bread and my Uncle Rick, you'd say Loaf Rick, Loaf Rick, Lafreak. Of course you would. Now, you don't know my Uncle Rick, so that wouldn't be fair. But like Lafreak, they're all disco classics. Okay, you ready? So what is this disco classic? Question six. It won't make any sense until you read it out loud. Who's that? Or rather, what's his surname? And what's happening here? Put them together. You got yourself a disco classic floor filler. Question seven. Three images. Say each one. And what does it sound like? Sounds like a good time on the dance floor is what it sounds like. Question eight. Three images again. Just say what you see. Which disco classic does it sound like? This may be the only quiz where you need to know your chess and your banging disco tunes. Question nine. A little poetic license here. I apologise in advance. If you're from the UK, imagine this is being said by someone from Birmingham. That will help. Just say what you see. And question 10. Here's our last set of images. What disco floor filler am I trying to make you think of? Question one, what connects the soups of vichyssoise and gazpacho? I can tell you they're both served cold, although that is true for any soup if you eat it straight out of the can, so yeah. Question two, I asked you which film had the tagline, an epic of miniature proportions. It was, of course, A Bug's Life. Question three, I asked you how many schools there are in the Antarctic. The answer was two. There's one at an Argentinian research base, and there's another at a Chilean research base. For the kids of the researchers, obviously. What must life be like for those poor people trapped together indefinitely in a confined space? I guess we can only imagine. Question four. I asked you which actor has been in the most Marvel movies, and it's Chris Evans as Captain America, just beating Samuel L. Jackson and Robert Downey Jr. With nine movies each. And finally, question five. The first UK number one of 1976 was Bohemian Rhapsody, and it contains the title of the next number one. And the second number one was a single by ABBA, Mamma Mia. Because Mamma Mia is a lyric in Bohemian Rhapsody. I mean, that's not how ABBA came up with it. They'd written it before, but it's a nice little connection. Next, I gave you some images depicting various disco songs. Let's find out what was on the playlist. Question six, I showed you this handsome fella. It was Car Wash. Tune. For question seven, we had a Stain, Al Gore and Hive. That was Stain, Al Hive, Stain Alive. I mean, they can't all work perfectly. Stain, Al Ive. Question eight was Dan Aykroyd, Sin and a Queen. That's Dan, Sin, Queen. Easy enough, Dan, Sin, Queen. For question nine, I did warn you about this one, A Night a fiver, put them together, you've got night fiver. Night fiver, you know, night fiver, night fiver. We know how to do it. It's night fever, don't tell me it isn't. Finally, in question 10, you saw a chive, a door, and a king. Chive, door, king. Yep, jive talking. I'm not proud of myself, but that's the quiz. Well, that's it for Saturday's answers. Maybe stick on some disco records and have a dance around the living room. I mean, it couldn't hurt, and no one's watching. So you enjoy yourselves. I'll be back tomorrow with more of my little tiny quiz of the lockdown. See you then.